Our scripture reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Beverly. I'll grab that from you. Appreciate it. Takes some figuring out there, doesn't it? Yep. I will invite our panel to come up. And panel, I'm going to invite you to come to stand this top step. I'm going to put the youngest over here, Chloe. So if you want to come and stand over here, and then we'll have our oldest on the far end. So y'all come on up. Thank you, Chloe. And Chloe, you got some ammunition, right? Like she actually talked about some of the things that we're talking about. So that's good. But yeah, stand on that stop. So we're talking about the 23rd Psalm today. And the 23rd Psalm, you know, is written by David, King David. And he's obviously very fearful about something. He's got a lot going on. And you got to remember that those were battle times, right? And so kings oftentimes had to kind of keep their kingdom safe. And so David has a lot of fear, and he's going to God in his fear. And I think it's good to recognize that this is us. Like, we all have fears, things that we're struggling with. And sometimes it's similar things, but sometimes it's different things based upon our age and generationally. And sometimes we know this about one another, like we're aware of, if you're older, maybe what younger folks are afraid of, and if you're younger, what older folks are kind of fearful of. And sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you don't have awareness. So I think it's good as a church for us to kind of ask this question and to think about this. So we have the three questions. Did we line it up correctly? Are we okay in the right spots? And Chloe, can I start down here with you? And the very first question, I'm going to give you this mic, and you can just pass that down when you're done. And when you hold the mic, you want to hold it kind of at your chin, and that'll help. So for your age group, you get to represent, you know, all the 12 and under folks, right? What would you say are the fears that most kids your age have? What are the things you guys are fearful of?
New people and just like moving or going to different schools. And new people.
Yeah. Yeah, new people, new schools, because people are kind of unpredictable at times, right? Kids are unpredictable. And she talked a little bit about like bullying that can occur. And so sometimes that's a fear. Okay, very good. Pass on down. You want to introduce yourself since you're all the way from Nixa?
Hi, I'm Jayana. I'm Rose's granddaughter.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And how would you answer that question for your age group, teenagers? What are the fears that teenagers have today?
So definitely in my age group, there's a lot of girls in the bathroom who are like looking at themselves, mm-hmm. and like just being very judgmental. So I would say body image for sure. And then
body image is good.
Probably social stats and not being liked for who we are.
Social stats. Tell us about what you mean by social stats.
Ranking of popularity.
Okay, and you're talking about social media. So what kind of social media are a lot of teenage girls and boys on?
Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Okay.
I think that's it.
And so some of that judgmentalism comes out in likes, like who likes what you've said, and so that's kind of scary. So there are girls that maybe look at that and go, oh, I didn't get a lot of likes on this, and they take that kind of personally.
Yeah. And if you think about it, there are a lot of unrealistic things posted on social media because they only post, like, the good things about their life. They don't post anything that's, like, something bad happening, like a family member passing away or being bullied or something like that. So it's just not realistic for teenagers to be looking at.
Well, it's good that you're aware of that. You know that, so that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Do you want to introduce yourself, just in case? I should have had Chloe do that. This is Chloe, by the way.
I'm Krinda Wade. So for my age group, climate change is a big thing that I always think about, and the effects of climate change, what it'll do to just everything. Mm-hmm. The political climate here in the United States, especially, and around the world, especially with Russia and Ukraine. It's a really big question mark, just everything we do. Raising children in a instant gratification world. When they have screens put at them all the time and just all kinds of things. So trying to raise a child and that kind of, just raising a child in general is hard, but in this day of age, it's there's all kinds of things. What the job world will look like as the growth of artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, all those kinds of things. I just went to a teaching conference, and that was a big thing we talked about was artificial intelligence and ChatGPT, and not just in education, but in every realm. What's going to happen for my generation, especially who's starting out in their careers and growing in their careers, what will happen to everything?
Very good. Thank you. Introduce yourself.
My name is Dana Schott. And
my age group.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
40 to 59, that's a wide...
Yeah, you know, and you don't have to give any details about where you fall in that. It's just 40 to 59. I'm here with you.
I think our fears are that our teen and adult kids will make good choices, and especially as they're learning independence. Some of us are caring for aging parents also, not only our own family teen and adult kids, but we're pulled to the aging parents and helping them navigate the technology in our world now and just their health issues, personal health issues. While we're taking care of the younger generation and older generation, we sometimes forget about our own personal health issues and taking care of ourselves. So just having good health at our age and be able to cover all the bases. And then there's financial stability also, because we're preparing for retirement, but we're also helping our young ones learn their independence and break out on their own, and college costs and all of that. So I feel like we're kind of torn in two directions sometimes.
Good thing college is cheap these days.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Anna Dreyer, and I'm in the age group 60 to 79. And I think one of the big things people in my age group are thinking about is how to retire, like what to do with your time and money, when is the right time, those kind of things. We also think a lot about loss of our health, loss of our loved ones, and loss of our identity due to retirement, because you've been doing something for many, many years. And the last thing is that growing older will make your life less relevant, that there won't be a spot for you.
Thank you.
I'm Betty Baldwin, and I represent the elderly of this group.
God bless you.
I have to start out being positive. I think on a personal note, the ones that I know that are closest to me, and that includes all of you in the church, we're pretty positive spiritually. So that's my positive note. But we do have some fears. We have some losses. We have the loss of our own abilities, of our strength, of our perseverance. But we know whose we are, and we can depend on that. We also have the loss of our dear loved ones. And there are many, we go to many more funerals these days than we do exciting social events. But funerals on a whole in this church are a positive place for us. We always learn something new, and we always gain. So we're looking toward the positive, but knowing that we have lots of losses in our life, but we have the faith that we need. I'm speaking personally for our congregation. I know there are many, many in my age group that don't have that, and they fear what's before them. What's coming? What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to the world? That's one of our biggest concerns. The changes that we see. And changes are sometimes hard for us. We don't adapt as readily. Technology is difficult. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel, but I have to leave you on a positive note.
I know you do. And that's okay.
I think we're good. I think we are good.
If you pull that mic a little closer to your mouth.
Oh, and, I think we're good.
They'll adjust.
We're really good. I don't need this. I can. Oh, I didn't do that, honestly.
See what you did, Betty? It's all right. It's okay.
Well, and I think sometimes at this stage in our lives, we find that humor can help us in a good many ways.
Humor,
if you can't cry much of the time, you have to laugh most
of
the
time.
That's
right. That's right. Okay, so I'm hold the mic, and this time it's going to be kind of the speed round coming back, right?
Okay.
So the next question is, what do people in your age group fear they won't have in life that they need? And so maybe if you had two or three things, just one thing, what's one thing you're afraid, kind of representing your age group, that you won't have in life?
Do you want to start with me?
Yes, please.
The thing that we fear we won't have is... well, one another, each other. I think that's what we fear, the loss of each other. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I think we won't have. I think most of the people I know and in my age group are at a stage in life where they're not able to acquire any more financial things, and we don't need those, but we need to make them last for us, and then we do want to be able, I feel from that we want to be able to leave something for our children to have.
Okay.
And we're concerned about them, and we are concerned about how they're going to manage in this world, and that's one of our biggest fears.
Thank you.
That was one thing.
That was one thing.
Okay, so, sorry, I have to have two also.
I didn't write anything.
Okay.
I think practically people in my age group worry that they're going to have enough time and enough money. I think, though, more important than that is that they worry about having people who matter to them and people who they matter to.
Okay. Mine kind of come off of what I said before, just good health to be able to do what we want to do, and the financial stability. My kids are going to probably scatter, so one of them already has. She's in Michigan. Just the financial stability and the health to be able to keep up a relationship and be able to see each other and all of that. So.
Mine's similar. I'm thinking a lot of it has to do with COVID, because COVID kind of turned everything that we ever thought was like for sure up on its head. So mine was enough money, and that's living in a world of inflation. And then enough time to watch your children grow up, enough time to just be able to do the things that you want to do. And then as we're kind of like seen as the mentor into the next generation, enough wisdom to pull the other generation along, especially in society the way it is. So,
For teens, especially like around seniors or like high schoolers, finding a job that they could be content with for their life, that they could actually enjoy. And then support from like friends or family so that you're not like alone on your decisions and then you still feel loved.
Kind of what she said, being alone, family, like having someone to support you.
Okay, fantastic. So last question once again, kind of speed round. What is the last question there? Which verse of the 23rd Psalm speaks the message that your age group needs to hear most concerning their fears and why? And I put the 23rd Psalm on the back of your sheet there. So can you show her yours there, or maybe you know, like what, did you have one picked out?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
There's the part where it kind of says God is with you throughout all of it.
Yeah, God is with you. Very good. Thank you.
So I picked, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I picked kind of a combination of the last into another one. So he guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. But in my generation, you have definitely seen some ups and downs at this point. And if you don't, faith is what you rely on and keep you going, keep you strong.
I found something in the whole passage, but probably for me, he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths. So just when things get crazy and confusing.
I pick verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Because God provides what we need. He always gives us good gifts. We need to look away from our enemies, which is what we're afraid of. And he will take care of us as he always has. You know, I think about the times in the Bible where people go through the list of what God has done for them. God has done amazing things. And if we remember that, we'll remember he'll keep doing that. That's what he does.
God is with us. I think we know that. And the one that speaks to our age group, what they need to hear most is that our great-grandchildren will be safe in the world. They will be equipped to handle with all the things that will be facing them, and that God, that comes from God. We just want them to know God in a very private, personal way.